AgriCover is celebrating 40 years. Roltec electric sharp conversions feature a rotating and telescoping motor mount to reduce stress with no mid-joint to fail. Multiple options available to accommodate auger and door configurations. Complete your setup with a waterproof AgriCover switch control that comes fully assembled with built-in overload protection. And don't get caught without an AgriCover emergency repair kit for tarp repairs on the go. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit AgriCoverTarps.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Well, how do you follow the Honorable Tom Vilsack? Well, we bring on the very Honorable Jed Wall, Legend Seed and New Seed. Jed, how are you doing today?
Good. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good. Sounds like you're on the road. I'll bet you're delivering seed.
We're all moving a little bit of product away. We've got some guys that are just getting going and some guys that are finishing up, so trying to keep ahead of the rains and keep everybody rolling today.
Well, earlier in the month of May, when it wouldn't quit raining, I was thinking, man alive, this is going to be a year where everybody's going to plant something in June and probably switch to sunflowers, but there's a lot of corn and beans and even late planted spring wheat going in. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing a real influx with sunflower acres. It's been a wild ride for us this spring with the way the markets have rallied with shortages in other parts of the globe. So we're seeing a lot of things come together for the sunflower acres to increase. Not only do we have a wonderful market that's been very good to us with lots of options to make very good returns, we're also having Mother Nature start to cooperate, push some people out of some other row crops and make sunflower more appealing.
So what is, and I know the confection processors were really begging for more confection acres, but are the oil and bird seed and the D-hull mark, is everybody wanting more sunflower acres?
Yes, it's a demand across the board, which has been great for the producer. Everybody's competing for the same acres, so we're seeing very, very large increases in the demand for oil seed products for crush. Bird seed is absolutely booming, and then we're also seeing a real need for more of the in-shell market for the confections.
Let's talk about that quirky bird seed market, which has kind of always been around, but when COVID hit, people just loved feeding birds, and that really matured that market, huh?
Yes, absolutely. We were fully anticipating the bird food market taking a real slump after we started to lose some of the baby boomer and that generation. They were the main bird feeders, and as COVID set in, bird feeders became kind of a real consistent thing that we were seeing, and people that hadn't bought bird feeders, millennials, Gen Xers, were starting to get bird feeders as gifts, and we were seeing a lot of really exciting things come there and continue to grow the market.
So what is unique about growing sunflowers for the bird seed market, or is there anything unique?
There's not a lot unique. There's just a couple things that a guy needs to make sure you're doing when you're producing bird seed. We need to make sure we're getting a consistent test weight of 29 pounds, and the seed color is very important. We want to have a dark jet black seed color, which is appealing to the people that are buying it on the shelves.
Now I haven't done it recently, but I have fed the birds in the backyard through the winter, and it's amazing to me how, you know, you put millet and oats and all kinds of other grains in there, but those birds just go nuts over sunflowers.
Yep, it's a high-energy crop, and they really seem to search and look for their sunflower in their ration.
For sure. All right, well, the situation in Ukraine, that is another one of these black swan events that has really enhanced the value of sunflowers and really should force producers to take a look at sunflowers if things don't work out. Maybe you got some acres that you might think might be PP acres that, hey, how late can we plant sunflowers into the month of June, Jed?
So we were just having this conversation this morning. It's kind of a real common conversation that we get calls on. And the preventive plant date in a better part of northern North Dakota is the 5th of June. And that basically follows a line similar to Highway 2. Obviously, it's not Highway 2, it's a county adjoining it. The southern half of the state is the 10th of June. And as we move into the South Dakota border, to the first two tiers of counties into northern South Dakota, we go out to the 15th, and rounding out with central South Dakota being the 20th of June. So those are our insurance dates, which is the first preventive plant deadline. You know, there are a few things that we can add to that, but that's the date set for preventive plant.
Sure, and that obviously is kind of analogous or corresponds to a hard freeze date, right?
Yes, it kind of gets us out where we're going to be out in the fall, trying to protect ourselves for any loss on that end.
Yeah, all right. Well, and again, any particular type of sunflowers that are being planted more of this year? Are you seeing a big switch to Clearfield or Express Sun, or what are guys sticking in the ground this year?
We've got a real strong growth curve with our Clearfield products, especially with our Clearfield Plus lineup. We have, you know, very good weed control of that. We're still seeing, you know, excellent results with our Express lineup as well. Seeing lots of acres going in from both sides. You know, guys are, you know, the growers are kind of in the driver's seat. They're making decisions on what the best contract price is at the time and what's most convenient for them for shipping. So lots of great options. I mean, the hybrids are very important, but the contracts are kind of what we're chasing and making sure we have the hybrids to fit for the best yield, standability, and herbicide options for each individual farm.
Yeah, and is day length a consideration, or is that just not a consideration in sunflowers?
It's a consideration. I mean, we try to go in with our best plan when we're planning for the crop back in October, November. We're starting to do our crop plans. And we will see some things this year with some of these areas that are extremely wet that we'll come in with a plan of planting a mid-flower 86 to 89, and then we'll get to the point where we're actually in the field. We're trying to cut that maturity back, trying to just save a few days on the end of it.
All right. And this year, so we've got soils that are warm, soils that are damp. We still got rain in the forecast, the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecast, below normal temps, above normal precip. Are there enhanced concerns about crop disease this year, and maybe sclerotinia or some of they start with a pH, some of those diseases.
So it's always a concern. I mean, our first concern right now is with the wet spring that we're facing, we're making sure that all of our seed comes out with Planaris on it to protect from downy mildew. A lot of our genetics have genetic protection against downy mildew, but with the wet spring, we're really looking for that. As we progress into the year, Phomopsis and Foma are constantly going to be on our mind. And the best thing we can do to protect ourselves is to add fungicide at the proper crop stages to try to keep that plant as healthy as possible to power through the wetter situations and the things that we're going to face going through that, just for the fact that we're going to be so much wetter if this doesn't straighten out, and try to fight against that so we can get to harvest without taking any significant yield losses and get this high-value crop into the bin, into the market, and back into the bank.
Yeah, the disease I was trying to think of, Phomopsis, got sclerotinia, verticillium, rust, some of the head issues. So in parts of the Dakotas, we're extremely wet. Other parts, they're still in drought mode. I mean, this is a crazy year to plan for, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those deals. I always say there's got to be somebody in the middle that's happy. I know most of our calls come from either too dry or too wet, but I would assume somebody that's in kind of the sweet spot. So we face different diseases from different areas. From the wet side is a whole different gamut than the dry side. It's just something that we have to prepare for and plan for as the crop progresses.
For sure. All right, visiting with Jed Wall of New Seed and Legend Seed. How are you doing for supply of seed?
Supply is fair. Every day changes. We have places in the U.S. that finished, like Texas, Central Texas, is really winding down. We're getting some seed back. Seed is tight this year. We get things back and we continue to move things around. We're staying ahead of it, but it's a real tight supply this year. Never in our wildest dreams that we would ever imagine coming into our last year's cropping plan that acres would be up as significantly as they are, but we had a good production year in California, Washington, and Oregon last year. So we're very blessed with having a good inventory to come into this one. and support the acres that are coming in. Like I said, it's a constant change every day. Things come in, things go back out, but we've been able to stay ahead of it.
Yeah, and obviously the reason why seed is tight is because, I mean, the profit margin in sunflowers this year, it pencils out incredible. This is one of the best, most profitable crops you had last year and this year.
Yeah. So we had an acre click down last year. We lost some acres. The guys that stuck with the crop and marketed accordingly really saw some huge revenue gains on it. This year, the contracts came out very strong out of the gate and have continued to ramp up. So it's a very stable crop to take to the bank and have a positive return on it.
All right. Jed, gotcha. Jed Wall of New Seed and Legend Seed. We'll go to the website and find a local dealer or get more info on the New Seed sunflower varieties available out there. Hey, Jed, thank you for chatting with us today. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. All right, we are going to call it a wrap for today. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.